I vaguely recall that conversation. And one of them would, and just if you can just help us understand, because I think this hearing is illustrative of both a substantive issue and a process issue. Mm-hmm. And I just want to explore the process issue for a second. Is one of the proposals that's on the table for our potential consideration having a hearing like this on a challenge to a variance first go to a hearing officer?
It is, and in some cases it would even be more simple that if it's a one-time occasion, we can't realistically say, so we would change the code to say, other than noise review board variances, which go on for many months often,
right,
or are much louder, that they would either go to the code hearings office, or if there's no way to facilitate that, that there wouldn't be a way to appeal them, because we would expect that any future requests would not be entertained.
And the virtue, of course, of going to a hearing officer is you might get a more prompt review, number one.
Absolutely.
And number two, under the proposal that Mary was talking about, would the hearing officer's decision stand unless overturned by counsel?
That would be a question for the city attorney. I'm not, because I don't think we've gone that far to determine.
That would be something for us to consider. But
yes.
I mean, I love this hearing. This is an interesting hearing. My guess is we're going to have a lot of these in the future, and I'm not sure it's the best use of counsel's time versus a hearing officer that can go a little deeper and quicker.
So I just want to caution. I see the attorney twitching because we're getting a little far afield of this particular hearing, and so let's. I agree with Commissioner Fish. I think these are very, very germane questions for future conversation, but let's keep this hearing tight in case there is an appeal.
Great. So the options before us, just before we lose you, are what?
The options before you are very broad, and we've had very few variances, not even a handful in the 22 odd years that I've been here, of appeals to noise control officer decisions as opposed to noise review board. And in those occasions, council has an enormous amount of leeway in what you think would best serve the community. So, for instance, I've heard council bounce back and forth the concept of changing the hours. That is most definitely on the table. You could just say one date is canceled and the other date isn't. So really the question becomes, what do you think would be the best balance for the community? If staff were to recommend anything, I think a change to taking an hour off the event, in my experience, would not overly negatively impact the event from what I've seen from event production over the last 22 years, and would also send a clear tone to the community that the city council expects staff to more closely look at when we're approving these events, how often they're happening. And so I think it sends a message both ways to the community, and also is respectful of an applicant that staff would report we feel has been respectful of the concerns when they have been addressed with this particular entity.
Great. Paul, that's good insight, and that'll be great for council discussion. I'd like to get to Ben.
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
He has 5 minutes if he chooses to do an appellant rebuttal. Welcome back.
I just want to address a couple of things that Rosita had brought up. So the last event was markedly quieter than previous events. By at least 5 decibels, it was considerably quieter. And when I asked, they did reduce it by 3 decibels. Another point I wanted to address was that when you record at the property line, this event is happening on a rooftop above the second floor of a concrete building. If you are recording from the property line, you are not getting the noise from the rooftop. The rooftop noise is being broadcast at a higher level out into the neighborhood. It is not going down to the street level at the property line of the building. So that Mr. Van Orden's recordings, I think, are much more accurate because he walked around the neighborhood. From my front porch, which, as Prezutza said, is not a place that she could come and record comfortably, but she could certainly come to the sidewalk in front of my house. I was recording 65 decibels at a max, and then 62.7 when it was reduced earlier.
Very good.
Mayor, I have a motion.
Commissioner Fish.
So we get to make, we get to do this de novo, and this is the time the mayor usually invites council conversations. And so, actually, not in a motion. Can I just make a suggestion, a supposal, and for purposes of the council reaction? My supposal is that we allow both events. It seems to me that it's awfully late in the game to cancel the events, that we get a commitment from the applicant to make best efforts to stay below the 60 decibel limit, and that we put a restriction on both events that they end at 9 o'clock.
Well, staying below the 60 decibel limit means she doesn't need a variance and that she can operate until 10 o'clock. So I didn't hear a request that they stay under 60.
Well, I was just picking up on the fact that the appellant said that the last event after some community conversations was much lower. And I think it's just a matter of what I'm trying to get at is that since in a sense the applicant is on probation because next year's schedule is now up for grabs and there has to be a communication, that we would ask them to make best efforts to stay on the lower end of the range, but that we address the appellant's concerns by just by ending it at 9 o'clock rather than 10.
I guess I'm just struggling with this a bit as the commissioner in charge of civic life, which is where the noise office is. I'm as concerned with protecting our residents from the nuisance noise, or I'm concerned with protecting people's right to make noise as much as I'm concerned with protecting residents from nuisance noise. And I haven't heard that this applicant is actually violating any of our rules. And I've also heard a very low number of complaints, given that there are potentially hundreds of people that live within a block and a half radius of this event. I'm just not feeling persuaded.
So if we look at the variance that was issued by the Office of Community and Civic Life, approval condition B says amplification shall not be audible further than a block from the source of the noise. It doesn't say anything about the decibel level. It says that it can't be audible within a block. So they've clearly not met that condition of approval. They have met the others that presumably the speakers are facing away from their residential locations. Sound levels were reduced on request, and that they did. I haven't heard anybody say that it went on beyond 10 o'clock. There wasn't the ability to notify everybody within a week, and that I don't know if we have a record of how they responded to the concerns, although we have heard the appellant say that they did reduce the sound. So it seems to me that Commissioner Saltzman's Commissioner Fisher's suggestion to...
That's a first. Normally it's Commissioner Fritz, which I consider...
I know, but I'm getting better at recognizing myself. So there we are. Commissioner Fisher's compromise to have it end for these last two events at 9 o'clock, which I think is reasonable considering it's going to be September and October, so it's going to be dark by 7:30. So an hour and a half afterwards, and when it's going to be getting colder in the evenings as well. That would give the applicant, thank you, the opportunity to show that they are going to continue to be good neighbours, because really what we're talking about is not so much this year's two events. It's are you going to stay in this location? Obviously, the organisation planning then will decide, is this the best spot for you? It sounds like it's worked out in other ways. But that would send a message to the noise officer that we want to take these things into consideration while still allowing the event to take place. So I would suggest that we delete approval criterion B, which was the amplification shall not be audible further than a block, and amend condition D to make it 9 o'clock.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
So moved. And we have a second from Commissioner Fish. Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Udaly?
No.
Fritz?
So I agree with you, Commissioner Udaly. It is a challenge of allowable level of noise. 60 decibels is quite loud. And at some point, and I know Mary Sipe is just anxious for it, we need to look at our noise regulations as a whole. We need to look at our appeals process. And I know it's challenging because, frankly, there's a lot of other things that are very, very concerning going on in our community that are requiring a lot of attention from all the council offices. And so that's not to say that this isn't important. In the grand scheme of things, it is important to encourage community members to get together, to get to know each other, particularly when it's a diverse group of folks coming together. The reason I asked my question was because we know that from discussions on the Fulton Community Centre that, yes, there are lots of people in the majority culture who really like salsa dancing too. And so I'm glad to hear that it's a more mixed group that's coming to your events, which sound really delightful. I just think that we should acknowledge that there was a fairly disruptive event earlier in the summer. I also want to send a message, frankly, to the building owner that just telling the people that you rent to, you're up to getting a noise permit, that's really difficult. It's in some ways worked out well for you that you've been able to get the permit for five different events with one application. But for somebody coming in, like the one time one which was really noisy, which isn't the one that's really people are most concerned about, that was their first time. And then there's really no recourse after you have one noisy event. If Mr. Van Orden, who can't be every place every time, even though he tries very hard to do so, if he happens to be not there to close down that event, then it's kind of over and done with, and that's not really what we want to see either. So I do think that we are going to need to pay attention to these noise issues and the other noise issues that we were dealing with, like garbage deliveries and various other issues. Pile driving, of course, is the one that's still out there. We're going to have to figure out what is a vibrant city that has some noise, but that also allows people to want to live there and to thrive there. Aye.
Fish.
This is a very close call for me, and I appreciate the discussion among my colleagues. Mr. Salzberg makes a compelling case, I think, that he has been deprived of the quiet enjoyment of his property and has taken steps short of this appeal to try to seek relief. On the other hand, Ms. Nikolaeva, sorry if I tortured that, makes also a very compelling case that she has made a good faith effort to comply with the rules. And I agree with Commissioner Fritz. I think the message that we're really sending here is to the landlord, because I think the landlord has failed to properly communicate with the applicant, and it is the landlord that will suffer the consequence if the noise officer next year decides, based on community input, that these events are not allowed and a variance will not be granted. So balancing the two and trying to do justice, I think this is a fair result, and I sincerely hope that the community and a small business that is trying to make it here in town and makes a compelling case for the niche that you serve, my hope is that you can find common ground, frankly, so that this can continue, but continue on terms that are acceptable to both parties. Aye.
Wheeler.
I appreciated this discussion very much. It seems like we have very reasonable people on both sides of this dispute, and I appreciate the conversation as well as the idea here around trying to find a middle ground so that these two events can take place and then have a fuller and broader community discussion about the future. I think it's a really good compromise, and I support it. I vote aye. The variance is granted with conditions. And we are adjourned.